Okay, so maybe sin has knocked you for a loop. Maybe it has wrestled you to the ground and pinned your back to the mat. But you don't have to stay down. Today's passage is a bold reminder that it's time to get up, stand straight, and by God's grace, move forward. Micah chapter 7, verses 8 and 9. Rejoice not over me, O my enemy. When I fall, I shall rise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord will be my light. I will bear the indignation of the Lord because I have sinned against him until he pleads my cause and executes judgment for me. He will bring me out to the light, and I shall look upon his vindication. For all of us who have been knocked down, let's read that passage again, and we'll make these courageous statements that Micah makes. First, Micah says, so enemy, you rejoice over my failure. You think I will stay down on the mat. You think my future is rendered ineffective by sins of my past. Think again. No, I'm not proud of my sin, Micah says. I hate what I've done. I've dishonored God, but I will not stay down on the mat. By God's grace, I will rise. I know my sin makes me sit in darkness. I feel guilty. I am guilty. But I will not stay in a darkened state of unforgiveness. The Lord is my light. Yes, I've sinned, and God disciplines those he loves, and I know this. The very one who disciplines me is my advocate, the one who will plead my case and always win my case. I know that I don't deserve God's grace, and yet he offers it to me, a free gift, and I accept it. And he will pick me up off the mat. He will restore me. I have sinned, but my God will enable me to live in righteousness again. Some talking points. Thank God that he is greater than all your failures. Thank God for sending his son to die for all your sins. And thank God for his great grace. Teach that grace. Remember, show it and tell it to your children. Father, thank you for not giving up on me. Thank you for picking me up when I fall. Thank you for forgiveness. Thank you for restoration. Thank you for Jesus, who made all that possible by paying the penalty for all my sin. Help me live in righteousness, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen.